Marcus Wahlbring joins me tonight in the studio. He sort of straddles the state line in that he lives in Brookville, but received his MFA from Miami in Oxford. He teaches high school English in Brookville, has previously published a volume of poetry titled Just Flowers, and now his newly published volume from Finishing Line Press. It's a collection of his poetry titled How to Draw Fire, and I am pleased to welcome into the studio tonight.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Very intriguing title, How to Draw Fire. At least a couple of meanings pop up in my head right away. I want to talk a little bit about that.
I was thinking about that actually on the way over, and I think it probably comes out of trying to create out of chaos or out of tumultuous moments in life, or trying to use that to express yourself, and that there's a kind of grace in that, I think.
Tell us about the setting for the title poem.
Yeah, the title poem is about my son showing me how to draw fire using a red crayon. And it kind of goes off of a previous poem in which, and this was a real experience where he, when he was very young, about three, he dropped a red crayon down an air vent. And it was a very emotionally trying moment for him. You know, he was really upset about it for almost a 24-hour period. So that was kind of a moment where there was a kind of grace coming out because that red crayon comes back in. And so it felt like kind of what I'm talking about, taking moments of emotional pain even and creating something out of it. And so when he's there and he's showing me how to draw using that, it was a moment for me where I just realized that something was coming together and it inspired that.
As I mentioned, there's a couple of ways to think about drawing fire, and you have a poem called Thumb War. I think this will resonate with many people, so read it for us if you would, please.
Sure. Thumb War. Two students sitting across from each other hook the borders of their fingers together. His advantage is strength and size, but she knows he wants to touch her hand as long as possible. He doesn't know she doesn't care. When he captures and pins her down in the trench between his knuckle and hers. Though she loses, she doesn't lose. He says, "How about this Friday night?" "No thanks," she says so casually. "Sorry," she adds. He shakes a hand, palm up, like a flag. "No, no, it's cool," he says, trying not to look wounded. He places his hands on the counter and coughs. "Maybe some other time?" "I don't know," she says. Silence. The bell rings. They lower their arms to grab their bags. She leaves slowly, like she's taking a tour. He leaves quickly, like he's taking fire.
Thank you so much. So what inspired this poem for you?
Well, I'm a high school teacher, and I think, you know, there was kind of a moment where kids were socializing before class, and I saw a couple of kids playing Thumb War, and I just started thinking about the act of that, and then really the words just kind of started to come. And there were all these words in the poem. It's a thumb war, right? And so all of the language of war started to come in. Like, you know, I use borders, but even things like casually, it almost sounds like casualty, you know? Things like counter. He puts his hands on the counter, but counter also means to go back and forth. So there were all these moments of that language that creeped in, and being able to play around with that was kind of really what drove this poem, I think.
When do you write? And when did you start writing also? Has it always been with you since you were a kid, for instance?
Right. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a musician, and I was in like a band and stuff, and I really enjoyed writing songs, but I would also kind of write poems almost as an exercise, really. That kind of was just something that I did, and I didn't really think about it in terms of there are people out there who write books of poems and they publish them because, you know, I was in like this small town where it was kind of cut off from that. So I went to college as an undergrad at University of Indianapolis and took a creative writing course. And my teacher told me there that I showed some promise, and that was all I needed. You know, it was just that kind of encouragement that kept me going. That's kind of when it started to be a more serious thing for me, and it has been since then. As far as when I write, usually it's at night after everybody's in bed. And if I'm able to stay awake, then I'll sit there with my notebook and see if something happens, you know.
I think because your poems are so based in everyday life, there's a poem about grandma's kitchen, sunflower, the backseat of a car. Obviously, you see inspiration everywhere. So what a great ability that is. And speaking of that, the next poem I'm going to ask you to read is titled Sneeze.
Sneeze. Thank you. I need a blessing. April, slowly opening her eyes on the hillsides, breathes down warm to us the kinds of perfumes Whitman would, in his rooms, smell and smile and cry and trudge to his desk for a pencil, his scream to send years long toward us into the soil we step through. But I still feel no joy. I walked out from dark hallways, hoping for some ease, and found a nice breeze, the birds returning prayers. So why do I feel in all of it such cruelty today, such rejection? I tried to hold it in so no one would notice, but you did, stepping from your car and turning toward a grove of trees. But I'm pleased to have you as my priest, hearing this confession and politely offering your pardon.
Random act of kindness, yes, can change the day, it can't
was.
It?
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for memorializing it. Thanks for ending our time tonight with it. Thanks
thank
for visiting with us. Pleasure to be with you.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
I've been talking with Marcus Walbring about his latest volume of poetry titled How to Draw Fire. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.